It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And okay, Live the Web Girl, I know you're doing web stuff right now,
yes.
And I appreciate that. You're doing a great job at it. But we got to talk to you. I mean, there's more than just you involved in this. But what did you tell Alex to do a while ago when it came to making chicken? Because Alex is not the biggest cook on the show. But you gave her some advice, and the CDC came out maybe after you or everybody saying what you're doing is wrong.
I have no idea. I don't remember. The only advice I have for chicken is make sure you're constantly washing your hands when you're touching it. And like going from if you're cutting it, like your knife or a spatula if you're cooking it. And also to the knife you're using or like the fork you're using to put it in a pan. Or a dish, whatever, all of that goes directly into the dishwasher.
Alex, did she tell you anything else besides that?
Yes. So when I was talking to the show, like off the air one day about how I prepare food, I told them that I never had heard before that you're supposed to like wash off your poultry or your beef.
Because you're not supposed to.
So like I just threw it in the pan and cooked it. But Liv was like, no, you got to rinse off your steak.
Dude,
you have to rinse off your chicken breast.
I never do that.
Well, yeah, that's what you told me.
I swear on my life.
You said fish and everything. You got to. You said use a paper towel after. You damp off the moisture.
No. I do that for my steak. I don't wash it. I take a paper towel. I pat down my steak on both sides. I get all of the moisture out.
Yeah.
Because
the flavor.
No. Listen, because you get all of the moisture out. So when you put it in that hot pan or on that hot grill, it caramelizes and you get that kind of like crispiness on the outside of your steak.
That's a whole
other
thing you're doing wrong.
Well, I have been doing that.
You're supposed to be doing that.
I have been doing that, but I could have sworn that you said I needed to rinse it off.
That
so
is
anyway,
so bad.
It looks like most of America rinses their meat before they cook it.
Yeah, my boyfriend did that and I was like, are you trying to kill us?
Yeah, the CDC says, don't wash your raw chicken before cooking it. And apparently, this went yesterday on Twitter. People were freaking out, like, are you kidding me? I always wash it. Then people were saying, well, it's like, as long as you wash it in the sink and then you use bleach or some vinegar or something like that to kill it. By the way, don't use bleach. That is a terrible idea.
Gosh.
It will kill stuff. No, because you're going to get all the stuff everywhere. When you cook meat to a certain heat, that's why you have to do it so you don't get sick. And it rhymes. When you cook your meat in a certain heat, it'll work. It'll kill all the bacteria, all the viruses, the things that could get you sick.
Yeah, that's what the CDC is saying. But everyone on Twitter is flipping out. They're like, I don't care what the CDC says. You're disgusting if you don't wash your meat before you cook it.
833-JOE-ALEX. Does one Joe and Alex show listener actually do this where they wash their meat in the sink? Please tell me you don't, because you're going to get everybody sick.
Yeah, you are.
Well, I have been, because I thought that's what Liv told me to do.
Oh, Alex.
You're supposed to pat down your steak.
Yeah, I've been doing that too.
Good, because that'll help when you cook
it. And I could have sworn you said rinse it.
You want. No, I don't rinse any of my meat before
I cook it.
And especially my chicken. And this is a huge argument that has been going on with me and my boyfriend.
Pork Chop's tagging himself in. Go ahead, bud.
In Liv's defense, there is a lot of times where I explain something to Alex, and in your mind, you hear it a different way.
And then
you somehow make up something that I said, which I never said. And you're like, yeah, Pork Chop, you said this. I'm like, I did say that, but often. I didn't say the other part. So I'm 100% with Liv on this.
Right. I think you might have half heard me when I said like to pat down and get all the moisture out of your steak. Because this is what happens. When you put salt on your steak,
I remember this conversation. I remember all
top.
That. So I do that.
Okay, good. But I think I
don't I didn't,
wash my
well,
chicken.
Well, then I don't know why I started washing my meat, because I never did that, learning to do that growing up or anything. So like I only started doing it after that conversation, plus the dabbing and all that.
Now are you using like dish soap too? Are you like scrubbing it really good?
No, it's just rinsing it.
Because in your head, you heard get the moisture out, and I guarantee in your
Alex
mind,
putting moisture on.
That meant exactly.
I know,
well, that
but
meant
then
that means
you
there has to be moisture on it. So
yeah.
And your so, Alex
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, because I thought you said it was gross to like you don't leave the juices on there. You have to like rinse that blood off and all that.
No, you don't. I don't rinse the blood off.
I know.
Any
that's
of
what
the
I thought.
Juices off.
I you
think,
told
yeah.
me.
But this has been an argument. I'm not kidding with my boyfriend, because I'll cook dinner for us like all the time. And I will cook chicken a lot. And he's always like, oh, you're supposed to wash it. You're supposed to wash it. I'm like, bro, chill. No, you're not. And he does not believe me, because he doesn't believe anyone about any food or kind of home things.
Except his mom. Yeah.
Except his mom.
That's par for the course with guys, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, it's so annoying. And I'm like, I promise. And then he finally looked it up and saw it, and he still is like questionable about it.
If I had a dollar for every boyfriend I've ever had where I told them something like homemaking wise, like, hey, we're doing it this way or whatever, and they said, well, my mom didn't do it that way, let me tell you something. I would be rich. But guess what? I'm your mama now.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. WNOW Speedway, Indianapolis.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
Up in the morning.
Home of the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9.
Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, we're going to be talking to two of the biggest OG stars of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, Trista and Ryan Sutter. We're going to find out which Bachelor Trista would have competed for if she never met Ryan. This is just an awkward conversation. It's about to go down next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.